Today's shir is Masechta Svachim Daf Ayin Aleph. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Ayin Amud Beis at the bottom of the Amud at the new Perek, the new Mishnah. It teaches us the Mishnah Kol HaZvachim Shnisar B'chatas HaMeisis. If a carbon got intermingled with Chatas HaMeisis, we'll identify in a moment that there are a number of situations where there's a halacha l'moshe mishsinai that if an animal was designated as a carbon chattis and then certain circumstances came up, that carbon is not brought, it's left to die. It teaches us our Mishnah that if a carbon got mixed on to the chattis hamesis, but as we will see in Mitzvah Shem soon in the Gemara, the Parshup Shad in the Mishnah seems to be that the carbon got intermingled with the Chatas HaMesis. But we'll see in the Gemara that what happened actually is the other way. And the reason the Gemara is going to explain that is because certainly if there's many Chatas HaMesis and only one carbon, certainly we can't bring that animal as a carbon. What our Mishnah is teaching us is that even if there's only one Chatas HaMesis and many Karbonis, the halacha is that you can't bring any of the karbanos. As we said, there are many circumstances, a number of circumstances, five circumstances, that the Torah identifies as chatas hamesis. One is a situation where a baby was born to a chatas. The next case is a tamuras chatas, where one animal was changed for another animal. The next is chatas shemesu baleha, the owner, somebody had identified a carbon chatas, and then that person died. And as we explained many times, the purpose of bringing a carbon chatas is to affect a kapara for the person who brought the carbon chatas. But if this person passed away, there's no point in bringing a carbon chatas anymore. If a carbon chatas was lost, and then the owner would use a different animal, and now the first animal was found, or if the chatas is over a year old. In all these cases, there's a halacha moshe mishsinai that in these cases, the animal, the carbon that was identified as a carbon chatas will not be brought as a carbon chatas. Rather, it's left to die, and it can't be used as a carbon. So if you have a carbon that got intermingled with the chatas amesis, or vice versa, as we said, we have to now identify the halacha will tell us what to do. Oy, b'shar nisko, that if there are edim, that an animal killed somebody, and Bezdin sentenced this animal to death, the animal's osu b'hanob, says the Mishnah, fil achs b'rubua, even if there's a huge number, 10,000 kosher animals versus one non-kosher animal, the halacha is yimusu kulam, where we have to let them all die. Because to sell this entire mixture and to use the money to buy another carbon, the halacha is that isn't an option. Because the reason it's not an option is because the animals are healthy animals. And the halacha is that in this mixture, there's an animal which is a carbon animal, and it's a healthy animal, and a healthy carbon animal, the halacha teaches us, cannot be sold. Of course, the question is that why is that what needed to be done? Why don't we just wait until it becomes a bamum? What's the concern that we have here, an animal that's a healthy animal that's a carbon, that we're not allowed to sell, we're not allowed to redeem. So just wait till it becomes a bamum and then sell it. So as all the Rishonim explain, that the halacha is that we're concerned that we're going to do something that we're not supposed to do. We're going to use this animal, which is kachim, and therefore end up because we're waiting, we can end up with such a circumstance. Furthermore, there's another explanation that I saw. As we're learning, there's an animal over here that's chayiv skila. And if there's a chayiv to do skila, that's a mitzvah to do skila. So once there's a mitzvah to do skila, we have no right to do something to nullify that mitzvah. Says the Gemara, arva b'shosh nev de baravera. If it got mixed in to amongst an animal that did an avera, shenev de avera, Rashi takes out the word oi, shehemus is adam, this animal killed somebody else, al pi erechod. So if it killed somebody al pi erechod, oi al pi balim, or there were only owners that are able to testify that this animal is chayiv skila. In such a case, since it was only an erechod, or only the owner, the halacha is that it's not chayiv misa. Because the Torah says, Kamisis abalim, the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin at the beginning of the Masechta, the base, Kamisis abalim kachmisis ashar. And just like a person is not chayiv misa unless there were two edim in a Sanhedrin, so too a shar who killed somebody is not too put to death unless there were two edim in a Sanhedrin. That's the way Rashi Masechta Sanhedrin explains this Mishnah. Rashi over here explains that the reason why, if it's the owner who says, this is what my animal did, the animal's not put to death, because it's considered a situation of moed b'knas. We know that the halacha is, we learned many times, that moed b'knas, if somebody is chayiv something, and he had chayiv a knas, a fine, and we know it because he admitted to it, then we don't administer the fine. Tosfos disagrees, and Tosfos says that this is not a case of moed b'knas, and therefore that can't be the reason in our Mishnah that if the owner is the one that said that the animal killed somebody is not chayiv misa, and rather the reason is that a person cannot say edus, just like you can't say edus about yourself. Adam karav etz atzmai, a person can't say edus about himself. A person cannot say edus about something that he owns, because we learned kamisis abalim kach misis ashar. And if I can't say testimony about myself, I cannot say testimony about the animal either. Or it got mixed into an animal, beroiva venirva, an animal that was sodomized or sodomized the human being. And again, we're going to have to explain that we only know that that happened because there's an eid echad or because of the owners. And again, as we just said, that in such a case, the animal is not put to death. It's mutter b'hanah, but it may not be used as a carbon. Another way of explaining the Mishnah, where the animal that did this was an animal that got mixed up with other animals. And some suggest that in such a situation, that animal, since it was mixed up with other animals before this entire story happened, it got put to death, but it can't be put on the Mizbeach. Or it got mixed up with Muksa, an animal that was designated for worship, worship for Avodah Zarah. The Nevad was an animal that was worshipped for Avodah Zarah. If the animal got mixed up with another animal, or if it got mixed up the Esnan, the halacha of Esnan is that if an animal is used in payment for a zayna, or an animal is a mechir. Mechir is that if an animal was exchanged for a dog, the Tayag Dasha says that such animals may not be used for carbon, or if it got mixed up with an animal that's klayim, a mixture of two different types of animals, that there too, the halacha is such an animal may not be brought. Such an animal may not be brought for a carbon. The Torah says, "Adam kiyak mikem carbon l'Hashem min abehemim min abakim min atzoyin takrivu as kabanchem." And we learn from that pasuk. Min abehema lahitzi asaroiva v'nirva, that an animal that's sodomized or was sodomized cannot be used as a carbon, but they can be eaten. And therefore, if such animals got mixed up with a carbon. It's not the same as an animal that's a shor haneskel. Muktza, we explained, means an animal that was designated for avodah zarah. Nevat is an animal that a person made avodah zarah and worshipped it. These animals may not be used for a carbon, because the Torah Kedoshah says, min ha-behema, min ha-bokar, min ha-tzayin, takriva as kabanchem. And we learn from here, min ha-bokar, lo-hoytzi as ha-neved, the animal that was worshipped, min ha-tzayin, lo-hoytzi as ha-muksa, animal that was even designated for avodah zarah. But these animals are not osel b'hanoah. The only halach is that they may not be used for a carbon, but you're allowed to eat these kabanas. And actually, the Gemara Masechet Temura, Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph, proves this. He says the fact that the Torah has to teach us a special halakha that they may not be used for a carbon is an indication that they can be eaten. Because if they couldn't even be eaten by a regular individual, by a hedget, we wouldn't need a special pasuk to disqualify them from being a carbon. Because the pasuk says, and this is a pasuk that's going to be taught many times, that in order to identify which type of an animal may be used for carbon, the Torah uses the word mimashki yisrael. The word mimashki yisrael teaches minamutal yisrael, something that a yisrael may have. But something that a yisrael may not have cannot be used for carbon. The fact that the Torah had to say that these kabanas cannot be taken is an indication that these animals can be used lehejit, but they cannot be used legevoya. Estan mechir, the Torah Kedosha says, leSavi estan zayin mechir kelev beis Hashem lekecham. From this pasuk, we learned, as we defined an estan zayin or mechir kelev, that they may not be used as a carbon. But even though the halacha is clear that they may not be used for carbon, they can be eaten by a hedget. Somebody could eat that type of a carbon. And that's the case of a mechir kelef. Or the next case is beklayim. It got mixed up with an animal that's a mixture of two other animals. That the halacha teaches us that an animal that is klayim cannot be used as a carbon. Or animal which is a trefa. And again, the halacha is an animal which is a trefa may not be used as a carbon. Or b'yotze daifin, if an animal was born through a cesarean section, that, again, not born naturally, an animal cannot be used for carbon. So in all these situations where these animals got mixed up with a carbon, so we have here a circumstance where the animal, all the animals that are in front of us are animals that may be eaten by a hedget. But we have an issue that there's a carbon, we have an issue that there's a carbon that's mixed in with them. So the halach is yirat shiyistavu. We have to wait until all of them become a balmum. Because until it's a balmum, the animal, which is kachim, has to be used for carbon. And as we said a few moments ago, then you can't even be paidit until it becomes, you can't even redeem it, sell it, until it becomes balmum. So what we do is we wait at yistavu until they become a balmum. It's interesting, if we look at the exact definition of the word yistavu, yistavu means dirty, tame. What we're saying now, it's not tame, it's a balmum. So I saw that the Tveres Yisrael explains that an animal which is a balmum, as far as the mizbeach is concerned, it's unclean because it can't be brought on the mizbeach. And that's why whenever the Gemara uses the word achi, whenever we have this term, which is quite often, istavu, that's what it means to become a balmum. We wait till become a balmum, and therefore, no animal in this mixture is an animal that can be used for carbon, for yimachru, and therefore will sell it, and therefore the animal is now tchulin, and the money is hegdish. So all the animals can be used, and as we've been explaining, all the animals can be used for chulin, and then we'll take the value of the most expensive animal in that mixture, because since we don't know which of the animals in that mixture was the animal that's a carbon, we have to be concerned that the most expensive animal in the mixture is the animal that's the carbon, and that money will be used to use that money to buy that animal. That money will be used to bring Maisamin, to bring that animal as a carbon. We'll bring a new animal at that value with the carbon. But as we said, we have to wait for all the animals in this mixture to become a bamum. Because since we don't know which animal in this mixture is the carbon, so we have to be concerned that any animal is the animal that's the carbon. And we can't be pied it until it becomes a bamum. Nis'arvu, continues the Gemara. Till now we've been focusing when the animal, the carbon animal, got intermingled with animals that cannot be used as a carbon. This arva b'chulin tamimim. What happens if this animal got intermingled with healthy animals? Says the Mishnah, Yimakra chulin l'tzarech yosamin. We should take all these animals and sell them for the same type of carbon that the animal that we knew was a carbon. So, for example, if we started with one animal that we know was a carbon oila, and this one animal that was a carbon oila, we don't know, got mixed up with, let's say, 9 other animals. We have 10 animals. So we're going to have to sell all of those 10 animals as a carbon oila. We can't, but we have to bring them all together. The reason that we're going to have to bring them all together is because we don't know which is my animal. The animal that was already mugdush, the animal which was already hegdush, is an animal that was hegdish from before. So that animal, we're going to have to leave on the side so that we're going to bring all of the animal to all these 10 animals for all of us at the same time. Kachim b'kachim. And now the Mishnah talks about another case where some kachim animals got intermingled with other kachim animals. Zayikr l'mishahu. The halacha is that as the kohen brings an animal, he should say that he's bringing the carbon. What he should say is, then we don't know who the owners of these kabanas are. So therefore, when the kohen is bringing all these kabanas, he just makes this declaration, this way Rashi explains, that there are 10 animals here. There are 10 owners here. Every animal is owned by a different owner. And again, we're speaking about that they're all the same type of animal and all the same type of carbon. Again, kachim b'kachim mim b'minoi, they're all carbon oilers. Zayak v'lemishahu v'zayak v'mishahu, he makes an announcement by every carbon. I'm not saying that who it's for. Whoever is the owner should have, whoever has the owner should have credit for this carbon. That's the way Rashi explains that the person, as he brings the carbon, the kohen, as he brings the carbon, announces that the carbon should be for the sake of whoever is the owner. We learned at the beginning of Masechta, the first mission of Masechta, that if a carbon is brought, shaloi l'shem balam, not for its owner's sake, the halach is that the carbon you don't get credit for. But we learned if you were stam l'shma, so you didn't say anything, then the carbon is kosher. And in fact, we learned the opinion of Rabbi Yossi that it's better not to say anything sometimes, because once you say something, you may be saying the wrong thing. And therefore, because of those considerations, Tosfos doesn't agree with Rashi. And Rashi said that as each one of these animals are brought, an announcement should be made for whoever is chayiv the carbon, it should work. Tosfos doesn't agree with Rashi, and he says it's better that the kohen should not say anything when he's bringing all these intermingled kabanas, and he should rely on the concept of stam l'shma. The Sfasemis, however, points out that when the Rambam teaches the halacha of stoma lishma, he doesn't say that it's preferable to leave the lishma intention unsaid. He says, the Rambam says that saying, that just not saying anything is what we learned was Rabbi Yossi's opinion. The Chumim, however, disagree. And therefore, according to the Rambam, says the Sfasemis, Rashi is most understandable. Even if we say stoma lishma, not saying anything is not as good as saying that whoever is the owner, it should work for. Whoever is the owner of this carbon, it should affect for him. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, another situation of a mix-up. Over here was, you have two different types of animals, but they're different types of kabanas. One is a carbon chattis, for example, and one is a carbon oila. And as I saw the Mefarshim explain, it doesn't even have to be that, doesn't have to be that they belong to two people, or it could be even if it belongs to one person. It could be even if it belongs to one person, this is a carbon chattis and this is a carbon oila. And as we've been learning so very extensively in our Masechta, carbon chattis and carbon oila cannot and are not brought the same way. And therefore, just saying whatever will be and is not going to work because the chattis has four matanas, the oila has two matanas. Where did matanas are put? By chattis on the corner, not by the oila. And therefore, in this case, what is done is Yerach Yustavu. We wait until the animals become balimum. In other words, we had these two animals. And these two animals are, one's a chattis, one is an oila. But we obviously, as we've been learning, don't know which is the chattis and which is the oila. So since we don't know which is the chattis and which is the oila, in this situation, we're going to have to wait till both of them become balmum, sell them. But we don't get the same amount of money for both animals. So since we don't know which is the chattis and which is the oila, we have to be concerned, we have to work on the basis that both of them, that maybe the more expensive one is the chattis, and maybe the more expensive one is the oila. And because he wasn't able to make that determination, because we weren't able to make that determination, we're going to have to spend extra money. We're going to have to spend extra money to pay as if we're the more expensive animal for both. This arva b'b'chor ma'isa, and therefore yafsar ma'isa, you end up losing money because now you're going to have to spend the amount of value of the most expensive for both for a chattis and for oila. Continues the Mishnah's arva b'b'chor ma'isa, a carbon which is oila shlom got intermingled with a behema which is b'chor or ma'isa. Yirach yistavu, then again we let them become balim mumin. The halacha is that we have to treat them like bechara maisa, because bechara maisa have a chumra that other kabbanas don't have, and that chumra is that when a bechara or a maisa animal gets disqualified, they may not be weighed, nor may they not be sold in a butcher shop, and therefore, since we don't know which is the Bechor and which is the Meiser, we're going to have to give them all the animals, the Chumra of a Bechor and Meiser. Says the Mishnah, Hakol Yecholim Sarev. All the cases that we just learned could always happen, because the same animal can be used for different kabbonis. However, we can never have a problem with chattis and oshim, because we will always know if these two animals, the animal that was designated for mice for chattis and the animal that was designated for oshim, will know who is who. Because the halacha is that chattis comes from a kispo seira and oshim comes from an ayil. And therefore, we will always know automatically, even if which is the chatos and which is the aisle. the Shita points out that we'd have the same halacha by Chatas and Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, because Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur only come from a Kevis, which is a Zohar Ben Shana. And a Chatas doesn't come from male. A Chatas comes from a female. So there too, there's never going to be this kind of a mix-up. The Mishnah began with the words, Afilu, Achas Beribua. Says the Gemara, the simple pshat is that most of the animals are problematic. So of course, if most of the animals are problematic, that's why we have a problem. So why would the Mishnah use the word afilu? Says the Gemara, Hachikamer, kol hazvachim shnus arvam chatas amesis ashar in the scope. Just the opposite. Most of the animals here are kosher carbon. And one problematic animal, a chatas ameso, a shor anisko, got mixed into this group. Even if it's such an insignificant ratio, a few achas bribua, one non-kosher animal, mixed up amongst many kosher animal, the lochas yimusa kulan, they're all put to death. Because as we learned in the Mishnah, there's nothing that we could do here. Because the halacha is, as we're going to be learning quite extensively in our shiurim, that these animals cannot be just redeemed, or we have to, and we don't want to do anything because we could come to takala. Ask the Gemara, but this halacha, that one problematic animal that got mixed in to many other animals, is a Mishnah that we already learned in Masechta Temura. Tanina Chadazimna, the Mishnah Masechta Temura tells us, Kol Asur Gam Mizbeach, Ois Mekoshen, that even just one animal that's disqualified got mixed up with many other animals, they're all possible. And the Mishnah goes on to tell us, Kigoin Haroveya Venerva. So the Mishnah, we already notice Halacha. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, Mir L'shmatz K'medr of Simi V'tzruchinen. He explained to me why both Mishnais are necessary. Dima Hasam, if we only had the Mishnah Masechta Temura Hava Mina, Hanimila L'gvoya, when the animals got mixed up, Roi V'nerva, that can't be used for carbon, but can be eaten by Hedyet, and that's why Chazal said, we have to wait until they all become Mum. Avla Hedyet, let's say if an animal is the type of animal that even a hedjit can't eat it, like we have in our Mishnah, a chatas hamesis, a shor hanisko, emaloi, maybe over there, Chazal said that we could rely on bittel because we don't have any other option. In other words, what the Gemara is actually saying is that when there are other options available, so there, do the other options and don't rely on bittel. But in a case where there are no other options, maybe we can rely on bittel. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. The Shita learns the Gemara a little differently. He says that something which is only asul l'gavaya, that their halach is that we're going to say bittel because we have a way of being able to bring all the kabbanas, we have a way of saving it by making it a bamum, which we don't have necessarily in the other case. But we're going to learn with Rashi. V'imach, if we only had the Mishnah here, Hava Mina, Hani, the Surya Nahu, Ava Hani, the case of Rova Nirva, Emaloi, Tzrichi. Ask the Gemara, how can we say the Mishnah speaking about cases, the Mishnah Masechta Temura is talking about the lava surin nenu, about in the case of the not a surin nenu. Hatanalei, the our Mishnah already taught it. So why would we name that Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Ketani Bekama. When the Mishnah spoke about things that are not asur b'ano, they mention all the cases make it asur b'ano. And that's why, even though our Mishnah mentions it, since the Mishnah over there also speaks about things that, since the Mishnah over here speaks about things that are not asur b'ano, so mention all cases. So ask the Gemara, if our Mishnah, that Mishnah speaks about all the cases, why do we have to say our Mishnah? So it's more of a nisnei ha'avaloi by Ha, let's just mention the Mishnah Masechta Tumah and not our Mishnah. And says the Gemara, Takanta Itzruchalei, our Mishnah brings something that isn't mentioned in that Mishnah. And what our Mishnah includes are the cases, ways to correct the situation. And since our Mishnah brings in cases that includes cases of correction, that makes the need for our Mishnah and not just have the Mishnah Masechta Tumah.